Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The City of Monte Vista's 1 cent project fund is coming up for your vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Before you vote, get the facts on why this project fund is important for the future of Monte Vista from Mayor Dale Becker, Mayor Pro Tem Victor Sagala, and City Clerk Yunita Vance. Listen as they discuss the three important areas where the funds will go, why these projects are so important for Monte Vista's future, the Citizen Oversight Committee, and more.
I'm Adam, and if you haven't heard, the City of Monte Vista has a 1 cent project fund coming up. We wanted to find out more about it, so joining us in the SL Voices studio is our well-known Mayor, Dale Becker, Mayor Pro Tem Victor Sagala, and City Clerk Yunita Vance. Welcome to the SL Voices studio, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go around the table here and find out more about everybody. Mayor Becker, where are you originally from, sir?
Born and raised in Alamosa. Moved to Monte Vista about 33 years ago.
So you've been a Monte Vista resident for a long time.
Yes, definitely. And been a Valley resident forever. I just got some papers. There's a little history in there that was sent to me from a lady who was going through her mom's stuff. And she had a newspaper articles that the Becker Ranch was one of the earliest homesteads in the San Luis Valley.
Nice. Mr. Sagala, Mayor Pro Tem, which I looked up means for the time being?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
So basically, if Dale wants a vacation or isn't around, then I will step up to the plate.
Oh, okay. Where are you originally from, sir?
So I am originally from here, from Monte Vista. I was born at the City Hall when it was the old hospital, and I actually live on the same block that I grew up on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history.
I was born here, like I said, raised around a whole bunch of kids around my neighborhood. Things didn't turn out, exactly the way that I guess my parents would have hoped at my young age. Got involved in the streets and took a turn for the worse and ended up dropping out of school at an early age. Ended up going back to school, getting my GED, giving my life to God. Since then, my life has been a lot better. Everything that I've been doing has hopefully been a positive influence to my circle, my friends, and my family. So it's definitely been a wild journey, I could say, from running the streets back in the day to now helping the city maintain their streets.
That's quite a step. Now you're a member of the city council.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So yes, it's definitely been a change for me, a learning experience that I just learned to enjoy.
And last but certainly not least, Yunita Vance, city clerk. You're the lady we go to when we've got questions. We sure appreciate you joining us in the studio. Hi, Yunita.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Sure. And where are you originally from?
I was born and raised in Salida, and then I married my husband, Rob Vance, and we moved from Salida back to Fairplay, then back to Salida, and then we moved down here, and his family is actually some of the first settlers down in the Fox Creek area. So we've been here in Monte Vista for 8 years now.
Well, let's jump right into it. The nitty-gritty, what people want to know. A 1 cent project fund. I'll just throw these questions out. Anybody who wants to can answer. What specifically will the additional revenues be going towards?
The additional revenues will be going towards Sky High Fund. It'll also be going towards our Public Works Department, which will maintain our streets. Also to the Police Department to help protect our streets a little better.
Okay, and we'll get into the specifics on each of those in a little bit. Approximately how much additional revenue is expected to be collected by this?
We're predicting that we'll have about $400,000 additional revenue annually, and that's just based on what our numbers are today. But as things grow and more people come into the area, just people driving through and stopping, that will increase.
How did the city come up with this projected amount?
So our finance director, Jennifer Sines, and our city manager, Forrest Newberg, sat down and went through this with our police chief and with our public works director and with the Friends of Sky High who are doing the Sky High project. They're in partnership with the city. They went through all of that to come up with these numbers. So currently, the City of Monte Vista residents pay a 2% tax. This will increase that to a 3% tax, being that 1% will go to these three different funds.
Okay. In reality, I mean, you're talking 1 cent. So for every dollar, you're talking a penny. For every $10, you're talking 10 cents. It really is a very small number when you look at it.
It is, but I think it'll be very well used, and it's very important to this community that this happens.
And how are these funds going to be distributed?
If we're basing it on a $400,000, and like Victor said, we're looking at projected of $160,000 towards Sky Park. And if you want to break it down a little bit while we're talking, that will go into the funding of, one, helping get this new facility built, and two, the maintenance of it. And that's one of the biggest issues that we have and any municipality has. And when they build a facility, it's the upkeep, maintenance to keep the money there. So that's what the $160,000 we're projecting for Sky High. $140,000 for public works, that'll be for the streets, water sewer projects, but mainly the streets. But whenever you do a street, you got other projects involved with that. There's so many streets here that need to be resurfaced, redone, taken care of, and some streets that need to be paved. So that will help us get those projects going. And then the $100,000 for the police department will bring another officer on and get new equipment that's needed for the safety of the police officers.
You know what the typical local tax rate is for other towns about the size of Monta Vista? We're paying 2% right now.
Within the valley, we are no more than a 0.5% difference throughout all the communities throughout the valley.
Dale, you touched a little bit on this, and let's get into some specifics. I understand there are three priorities, goals for the public works additional funds. You mentioned paving the roads. There's a lot more than that, though, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. For the public works, definitely. Our first priority for the public works is pave the dirt roads and establish a sidewalk replacement fund, which is very well needed in this community. Second priority is the overlay of fair and poor streets, which could be a chip seal or an overlay or the full paving of them.
Okay.
And then the third priority is to improve the drainage around town. And we all know that's needed for sure after the last rainstorms we've had.
That or the spring melt.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what about the Sky High Park? What are the goals for this with the additional funds?
The additional funds towards the Sky High Park will be towards the maintenance and upkeep of the existing facility. Everybody knows that we have a ton of people going and using that facility, and a lot of people just don't clean up after themselves. We're going to definitely use that to maintain that facility.
And you're planning, I understand, a regional event center too?
Yes. With this regional event center, we're hoping to be able to host a number of events like basketball, volleyball, roller derby, wrestling, badminton, baseball, anything, vendors that can come around, batting cages, so just basically any type of sporting events that are available to the citizens, hopefully we will be able to accommodate them in the new facility.
And that facility will also have a large meeting room area, which will allow for more quinceañeras to take place, bigger quinceañeras, bigger parties, different events that we already currently have, which is the Crane Festival, the Ag Festival, Home and Garden. It's going to allow for all of those entities and functions to broaden their horizon and bring more into the community as well.
And finally, what are the goals for the police department with the additional funds? You mentioned, you know, additional full-time officer, but they're looking at even more than that.
We definitely need the additional full-time officer and then equipment upgrades to lower existing maintenance costs. And we know we need to keep the officers safe. So whatever they need to keep them in the best of equipment right now. So that's really what we're after on that.
There are obviously people in this town that feel some sort of pool or a water splash park or even a BMX park is needed in Monta Vista. What's the reality of having one of these in the future, perhaps after the Sky High Park work is finished?
I believe the reality of having these in our community looks very positive. I believe that it can happen with help from the community, the citizens, as well as everybody that's involved in making decisions in the city itself. The Public Works Director is looking into grants for the splash park right at the moment. Coming in the near future, we have really prioritized a splash park first, and then we're going to be looking at this BMX park that will hopefully keep our youth busy.
Wow, fun stuff then.
Yeah.
That's great.
So Adam, on the master plan of the Sky High Park, we're trying to get this done in phases, and the first phase is the biggest one because of the expense of the facility, of like the tear down, the rebuild, and what it would take to do it in steps of that facility, the amount of money we'd save if we could just do that first phase all in one whack. So the master plan is to have a pool, but that's like in phase three. So it's coming, but it's not going to happen when this first project goes.
And right, out of heard a lot of people in the community say, you know, we really need a pool. We want a pool back. And I understand that. My kids all had swimming lessons at the old pool. So I could see that it's a need, but the expense of running the swimming pool is where it really comes down to the nitty gritty of this deal. So that third phase is going to be a lot of input from the community, but they have to understand the whole picture of that swimming pool.
Of course, when people want more information, we certainly invite them to come to our city council meetings.
Exactly.
To sit and listen and learn. And yeah, people even have an opportunity, and I don't think people understand this, perhaps, that they have an opportunity to be heard at the city council meetings, too. You have a time to do this?
Mm-hmm. We have a time for citizen comments. Anybody is welcome to come down and share their points of view and comment.
First and third Thursday of every month.
I mean, the first and third Thursday of every month.
At 6 p.m.
And it's real easy to find us. Headed out of town on the right.
Exactly. Come to City Hall and see us. We would really rather people come to our meetings to share with us and talk to us, to get informed as well as talk to us instead of sitting back and then all the negative, you know, so it's the positive part of it. It's being involved. And that's what we want. That's when we all sit down, Victor and I, we talk about projects in the area and what's going on, and we really want community involvement. It's not just our ideas. We're sitting in the hot seats, but we're all about the community.
You know, the last couple years, spending the time with Dale and Anita here, really got to see their heart and where their hearts are at. And this community definitely needs to be involved. I've noticed that if the community doesn't get involved, then most of the time it's going to be a few people's decision when it's a community and we actually really do need to come together and voice our opinions. It's important that we disagree, but it's also important that we are able to disagree and still function as a whole and a community.
I think the bottom line to this is quit complaining on social media, go out to the meetings, find out what's going on, and get involved.
Exactly.
There are obviously some concerns from citizens regarding this increase. You know, some feel that the funds from a previous increase were mismanaged, and obviously this is before everybody's time here. But can you discuss the Citizen Oversight Committee that you're going to have in place to address this and how they're going to function? Because I think it's important for people to know.
You know, having the Oversight Committee, I think, is really important because we get more of the community involved. So the positive input from them so they can see where this money is going. You know, the Oversight Committee will be structured as this is what we're looking at. We'll have one volunteer from each geographic area of the city of Monta Vista. We'll have two at-large volunteers is the plan, and two business owners or major employers within the city of Monta Vista to be there to know what's going on, and then one city council member. So everybody will know where it's all going. There's not going to be things shoveled away to one side or the other. We're directing this to what our projects are, and that's why it says 1 cent project fund. We got three projects. That's where it's going to go.
I think it's interesting, too. You have one government official on this oversight committee. The rest of them are volunteers and people of the town here.
Exactly.
I think it's important for people to know.
And I think something else that's important for people to know is this committee is permanent. The tax increase is permanent. Therefore, the committee itself will be a permanent committee that will oversee that 1% as it comes in, as long as it comes in.
Who can be contacted for more information about all of this? We're going to have some information on the webpage that we create for this podcast. We'll have the 1 cent project fund flyer and some other information, but let's say someone is out mobile and listening to this and they want to call somebody for more. Who would that be?
So they can contact City Hall. They can contact Forrest Newberg, our city manager, or they can contact myself, Unita Vance, the city clerk, and they can contact us at 719-852-2692. And then our new phone system will take them through a voicemail of where they want to go. They can choose either the city manager or the city clerk.
Is there anything else anybody would like to add, or is a question that I perhaps should have asked and didn't?
You know, I'm going to throw this out there, Adam. Being in the community for 30 plus years, and I moved over here because of what Monta Vista was. It, beautiful little town, and I really, really have always enjoyed living here. During that time, I was on the fair board, and several years in a row, we tried to help get something going, and I'm going to throw it out for the Sky High project. To get the community involved, to try to get a facility out there. And I was on fair board for 18 years, and I've been off for 5. So it's been some time, and this has been an ongoing project for the community. I will say that based on having the Friends of Sky High Park and the projects that we have going on, it's been a real positive thing for me because I've seen a lot actually come to place and happening. And as a community involvement, letters to the editor in the newspaper that came out were very, very positive. it makes me feel good to see how positive this community's coming together on this project.
Just really getting started, and already Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce has come out in support of this, and
the Sky High Stampede Committee came out in support of it. It's a plus. And yes, we know that there's going to be some questions based on previous past stuff that's happened over the years, but it's different this year. I think the involvement and the people we have supporting it right now has been very, very great.
Well, again, you're welcoming questions. You want people to come in and ask so they are educated, so they do understand what's happening.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. We really want that. Victor and I both, like you said, social media, there's a lot of questions that are unanswered to people, and then instead of asking to find out what the true answer is, the assumptions come, and then the unknown. So everybody runs with the unknown instead of coming in and finding out. And that's the key to all this. It's learning. When I became the mayor, I am not a political person. It's not in my nature. But because of the way I care about this community and what I want to see done to help it, that's why I did what I did. So I went completely out of my
comfort zone.
Yeah, my comfort zone in to do this. And I've seen a lot from different people. Just get informed. Honestly, come and ask the questions. Get the right answer so you can feel comfortable with your decisions.
On the same note, you know, like I'm from here, was born here, raised in the city, and I moved away for a couple years. But when I moved away, I had my kids ready to go to school, and I realized I didn't know who my neighbors were. So I moved back, same neighborhood I grew up in. So my kids, teachers are my classmates. And I think that's an important thing, just to have that community involvement. And the reason I also ran for city council is because I love the town. I love the city, and it's a place that I call home. And it's a place that I would love for my children to call home, and even possibly my grandchildren to call home. It's a wonderful place, but we need people to come together, and we definitely need people to vote yes on the 1% tax fund. And like, while the city is optimistic that sales tax will continue to grow, it is important that we look at our funding base versus our cost of operations and pressing needs in the future of our city. So let's try to get involved. If you have questions, definitely come down to City Hall, come to our city council meetings and get involved. We definitely want you and need you involved.
Anything to add, Anita?
I agree with both the mayor and the mayor pro tem. Come to the city council meetings, get involved, be a part of this community. Don't sit back and complain and want and wish and expect it to happen. Come forward, get involved, be a part of it, and things will happen.
That's why I asked the whole question about the pool or the MX park. I saw a lot on social media. Well, gee, we need this. We need this. The reality is it can be a reality, but we need the people involved in the community to come forward and help with that.
You know, Adam, it's a changing world. We all know that. Victor's children, what they're seeing now in school, what their world is, it's all digital. It's a different world than even what my kids, my 30-year-old kids that grew up here. So having these other things to happen, like the BMX park, the splash park, that's going to draw people in that are traveling through. They're going to stop, spend a little money. They're going to have a reason to be a rest area for them to let their kids blow some steam off. But the BMX park, there's probably some people in the area that think, nah, we don't need that. That's just going to be a nuisance. But when you go by the skate park and see all the kids that are in the skate park with their BMX bikes, hey, there's something to that. And it has helped the community.
And the beauty of that, too, is they're not on their smart devices. You're seeing young people out and about getting exercise, doing something outside. I agree. I've driven by there many times. That park is going.
Exactly.
Anything else anybody would like to add?
I would just like to say thank you for giving us the opportunity to come in and share over your podcast.
Absolutely. We appreciate you all coming by. Mayor Becker, Mayor Pro Tem Sagala, Anita, thank you all for coming by the SL Voices studio and educating us on this. And we certainly urge people to do your research, learn, find out what's going on with this 1 cent project fund. Don't just take to social media complaining. Come to a city council meeting. Call the city offices. Find out what's going on. Thank you all.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And one final note, in the interest of full disclosure, no city funds were harmed or spent in the production of this podcast. All costs involved were covered strictly by private donations.
Approval of the City of Monta Vista's 1 cent project fund is up to you, the citizens of our wonderful town. You get to decide on November 5th. The City Council urges you to get the facts first before making your decision. They welcome your questions and your input. To learn more, contact the Monta Vista City Manager, Forrest Nierberg, or the city clerk you need a Vance at 719-852-2692. That's 719-852-2692. Or you can attend any Monta Vista City Council meeting between now and November 5th. They meet on the first and third Thursdays of each month at City Hall at 95 West 1st Avenue. Council meetings start at 6 p.m. Remember, it's your city, your voice, your future.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.